From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Pentagon appoints a three-star general. He's Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan to lead all the military hurricane response efforts in Puerto Rico. The Trump administration had been criticized for not responding more quickly to the crisis in the U.S. territory, which was hit hard by Hurricane Maria on September 17th. On Thursday, Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert defended the eight-day period between the declaration of an emergency in Puerto Rico and the naming of a leader for recovery efforts, and so did Homeland Security Director Elaine Due.
You are seeing devastation in Puerto Rico. That is the fault of the hurricane. The relief effort is under control. It is proceeding very well, considering the devastation that took place.
Representatives from social media platform Twitter told a House and Senate Intelligence Committee that it had shut down more than 200 accounts after determining that they were linked to Russia that sought to interfere in U.S. politics. The closed-door sessions followed similar briefings earlier this month with Facebook, which has also agreed to provide lawmakers with 3,000 Russia-linked ads involving divisive social and political issues that were placed on its platform. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has made an unannounced visit to Qatar, holding talks with the country's emir and defense minister at the largest U.S. military base in the Middle East. Mattis renewed a call for unconditional dialogue to help end a crisis involving Qatar and four Arab states. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates cut ties with Qatar in June over its close ties to Iran and alleged support for extremists there. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News.